you know, it's basically like when your friend comes over and drinks a little too much wine and just kvetches about getting dumped for a long time. You know, it's like you understand and you're there because you're their friend, but there's a kind of a statute of limitations on that.
When David Mead recently went through a breakup, he coped with it by writing songs. And he ended up with enough to fill almost two records. Some of them ended up making it onto the new album, Almost and Always. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Throughout his career, David Mead has filled five albums with material informed by his life. And his new one stays true to that tradition with songs about love, loss, and hope. David Mead has never had a hard time finding inspiration, but he's found that actually being successful in the music business is a more challenging task. Mead's albums have been met with praise and acclaim from fans and critics, but after bouncing around from label to label and New York to Nashville, he's now taking the independent route with his new record, Almost and Always. And he admits to FUV's Claudia Marshall that although being a musician is not exactly a lucrative career, it's one that he is happily pursuing.
It's very difficult to make a good living. The best way for someone in my position to make a living is essentially to license your stuff to television shows who still kind of pay a decent fee for using it. But, you know, ironically enough, those television shows invariably want things that are not very specific lyrically, that just basically are emotional wallpaper, which makes sense in the context that, you know, they need something that will play well under their dialogue. But in terms of like making a record of that, like it's sort of the last thing you'd want to do. So it's like they either want that or they want something very popular that, you know, people will get. But it's very rare that they actually want something where the lyrics will, you know,
say
inform
something.
It
yeah.
a lot, because generally they're writing the dialogue that they want to kind of run the scene. That's kind of an odd situation, because you wouldn't want to make a record of emotional wallpaper, but that's kind of the quickest way to make money. And then you tour, and then I don't really know how the rest of it works out, honestly. Well, it's a month-to-month venture.
From my windowsill, overlooking the river, I believe I will forget her. I believe I will forgive her. From my windowsill high above the city, she is gone and I have left her. And I'm sure I won't regret her.
Pace describes it as your most dapper album.
Yeah, I didn't understand that, actually. Someone sent me that review, and I
think of you as dapper.
It's well,
a
good.
Funny way of putting it.
I see. I really do. I've always really admired, I like all kinds of music, but I've always kind of aspired to things that have a little bit of a sophisticated slant to them, not for the sake of being sophisticated, but just because I always wanted to do music because it was something to me that was exciting and transcendent. I was never very interested in trying to do, I would admire people who can do things like blues or country and that kind of thing and speak to people on a really like basic conversational gut level, but I never felt like that was my bag for some reason. So anyway, I'll take dapper. Thank you, Paste.
Crystal moon, the autumn leaves, distant call, a sudden breeze, little boats that carry me to you. 4 o'clock on Saturdays, sofa bed, the hideaways, little boats that carry me to you.
Live music from David Mead. That's Little Boats. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online, anytime, at WFUV.org. Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.